I believe that sports should not be connected to school. Schools are institutions of learning. What do sports have to do with that? I've heard the argument that sports help to build character and should therefore be encouraged. I haven't actually seen this, though. From my experience, student athletes are no more virtuous, moral, or hardworking than other students. Playing a sport, in my opinion, does nothing but boost a student's ego. There's no question that student athletes and coaches certainly have inflated egos. This makes perfect sense to me. When I was on the wrestling team, we were told every day how we were the best, how we were the most hardworking, and how we were going to become the most successful. How would a student not develop some kind of God complex after hearing that? Despite what they say, coaches believe that there is nothing more important than sports. Many coaches now hold year-round practices. There are usually two parts to practice, an early morning practice, sometimes starting at 5 a.m., and an afternoon practice that can go until 5 or 6 p.m. That means when these students go home, they have put in a 10-hour day. Coaches will not tolerate athletes missing practice for any reason. I've had coaches get angry because I had to stay after school to finish a test, so naturally I was a bit late to practice. Many coaches run their practices like boot camp, throwing verbal and sometimes physical abuse at the students, all in the name of winning the next game or match. I'm not a child development or education expert, but I have to believe these conditions are not conducive to learning. Teachers who coach often seem more like coaches who are being forced to teach. Almost every single class I've had with a coaching teacher has been about one-half academics and one-half sports. The teacher will spend nearly half the class either fulfilling their responsibilities as a coach, for example, coordinating practices and games, or they just waste the class's time by having a discussion with their athletes who happen to be in the class about a game, practice, or whatever they feel like. Administration, despite what they say, also seem to value sports over anything else. Principals and other administrators are almost always at the football, basketball, or baseball games, cheering on the team. I can count on my fingers the times I've seen an administrator at a school concert, music competition, play, or academic competition. It seems very clear where the administrator's priorities are. Many school corporations spend more money on athletic equipment than they do on classroom technology. All of these things make me wonder whether students are supposed to go to school to play sports or to learn. I read an interesting article the other day in the New York Times regarding the issue of sports in schools. The article was by Amanda Ripley and was titled, "School Should Be About Learning, Not Sports." The article addressed the fact that in countries with the highest performing students, Finland or South Korea, for example, there are no school-sponsored sports. Ripley wrote about the fact that foreign students are blown away when they see how big sports are in American high schools. The students say that there is no confusion in their countries about what school is for, but this can't be said for American schools. Ripley comes to the same conclusion that I did. Sports shouldn't be in schools.